Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
What up, y'all? It's KMB, the Sexy Ninja, in the place to be for a Paper Saber Universe, and this is the New World Podcast, brother. We're talking about the 420 AEW. I don't know what that means, but it's happened on 420. 3 hours of AEW. We started off with Collision, then we go into Rampage. Yeah, 420. Smoke it up. And Peoria and Tony and Nigel is back. I love Nigel McGuinness on commentary because he has some bangers and comments. But before we go on, I forgot to mention because they did it. They showed it in Rampage, but Ruby came out and now she's pregnant. Cool Hands, the daddy. And that's pretty cool, man. Congratulations to Ruby Soho. And I hope her and Cool Hand have a great kid. You know what I mean? That's just awesome. Matt Hardy showed up in TNA. Not just Matt Hardy, but Broken Matt Hardy showed up in TNA because of the big pay-per-view Rebellion. Mike Santana is back in TNA as well. They're like, oh yeah? Guess what? Now Sami Callihan's back in TNA. So huge pay-per-view for TNA itself. Jinder Mahal was released. Yeah, there's a lot going on here, folks. Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark showed up at a GCW show. So a lot going on in the pro wrestling world, and this is why the New World Podcast exists, because of that, so I can bring you those news. I don't know. It's getting hot now in the studio I have. It stays cool, fairly cool, but then, like, as it gets hotter and hotter, it gets warmer and warmer, and I get sweaty. But we started off with a good sweaty match here. Adam Copeland, Mark Briscoe, Eddie Kingston versus Top Flight in Action Andretti. Oh, what a way to start the night off, man. I had a lot of fun with this match. But Tony was corrected. Tony Schiavone was corrected by Tony Khan, I believe, in his headset. Because he's like, this six-man tag, blah, 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 coming to you. Then, I don't know. No, not a six-man tag. It's a trios match. Yeah, that's what we call it here. I just found that funny. But if you watch this match, and as everyone's coming out, you can tell Tony Schiavone was automatically corrected. Like, don't you dare call it a six-man tag. It's a trios match, goddammit.
But what about the Ring of Honor six-man tag team championships, Tony?
You listen to me, goddammit, Tony.
But this was a fun match. Adam Copeland, Mark Briscoe, Eddie Kingston gets the win with a pin. And they show some respect for Top Flight and Action Andretti. And guess what? Guess what happens? The lights go out. Oh, I got to say, I need a drink. I need to make a drinking game with AEW for certain things that happen, especially when the lights go out. It's like, take a shot. There's going to probably be a lot on Dynasty. There's probably going to be some moments where it's going to be like, oh, the lights go out. Oh, big surprise. We shall see. But the House of Black cut a promo on Adam, Mark, and Eddie. And it was pretty cool. I'm excited for this trios match. Not six-man match, but trios match is going to happen on Dynasty. And this show got me really hyped. Next match we got was Powerhouse Hobbs versus Squash Gang with a submission. And Powerhouse Hobbs got the win. Don on commentary. Don cuts a promo afterwards. And he says, I pulled a lot of strings. And in Japan, I used all my favors to get Powerhouse Hobbs. His match with Jon Moxley, it's going to be for the IWGP Championship on Dynamite next Wednesday. And I was like, that's cool, but I don't see Jon Moxley losing that championship. But okay, you know, it's. And this is the first time it's going to be on defended on Dynamite on American TV here. You know what I mean? That's pretty cool. That's right. I think so. Will Ospreay, Brian Danielson package. I'm so excited for that match, man. My buddy texted me, Doug, and I was like, hey, man. And he's like, how you doing? I was like, I'm doing good, man. I go, just got done with Collision, got done with Rampage. About to record a podcast for it at Dynasties tonight. And I showed him, I was like, yeah. And he's like, what match are you excited for? I was like, Will Ospreay and Brian Danielson. I cannot wait. Oh, so good. It's going to be so good.
Hook Taz and Jericho from Dynamite. Jericho cuts a promo right after this and is like, hey, blah, 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 WTF champion, blah, blah, blah. Now we move on. The Acclaim versus the Guns. Awesome match, man. Jay White on the outside, Daddy Yass, and these two teams just go at it, man. And I like the fact that the Guns got the win because I'm all for the Bang Bang Gang because my gun is always up for the Bang Bang Gang. But, of course, a little help with Jay White with his gold baseball bat. And there was this weird thing before this match even started. A weird Tony Schiavone moment where, like, one of the Guns is in the ring and the other one's on the outside. And he just gets up automatically. He's like, and I was told if you guys leave right now, there ain't going to be no match on Dynasty. And I was like, but he's in the ring. I don't see him leaving. I saw you guys trying to leave. I was like, but Tony, he's in the ring. One of the Guns is in the ring ready to start this tag match. And I was like, oh, okay. And I don't know. It was just a weird little moment. And then they're like, oh, I guess we're going to leave. I guess. And Jay gets in his face and he calls Jay a gimmick. Nigel stops. He's like, did you just call Jay White a gimmick? And Tony's like, yeah, I did. And I was like, ooh, Tony, you feisty. But the Guns got the win. Big trios match, you know, for the championships. All, you know, it's all going to be on the table. Winner takes all in that match. And it's on the 0 hour pay-per-view, which I'm very sad about. I wish it was on the main card and you could have taken the FTW match and put that on 0 hour or Jericho. Just my opinion. Lexi's with Brian Danielson. Will Ospreay interrupts. He's like, yo, man, that wasn't me last week, and I want us to fight fair, me and you, one-on-one. And Brian just looks at him, he's like, sure. It walks up, and Will's like, bruv. Tony Storm promo, oh my God. It happened on Dynamite, the paint, whatever's on her face that Thunder Rosa put on her, and she cuts this amazing fire of a promo and tells Thunder Rosa, like, hey, you know, you said you're gonna drag me to hell. Well, maybe you should check the address, because hell's in my bedrooms, because I make love to my demons every night. Oh, Lord Almighty, get the scorcher. Oh, scorcher. I don't know. Get the fire hydrant, because that was straight fire. Oh, Tony, that set me over the edge. I was sitting there in the dark because I usually get up super early to watch these things. And I was like, Tony, ooh. Tony Storm, you are amazing. I hope you whoop Thunder Rosa's ass. You keep that championship. But I just feel, if you listen to the picks and predictions from the Dynamite episode I reviewed, I picked Thunder Rosa to win just because I feel like that's the route they want to go. And I don't want that. But hey, who am I? I'm just a wrestling fan here, folks. Bunkhouse Brawl. Brian Danielson, Claudio Castagnoli versus Kyle Fletcher and Konosuke Takeshita. Oh, this is, oh man, this is about to be my match of the night. Honestly, I gave it when I really like something, I give it a star. If I really like something, I give it another star. You know, not a rating system, but like how much I enjoyed it. And these guys beat the shit out of each other. Brian got busted open. Kyle got busted open. Pax Hammer came into play. Yeah, I know it's the ring bell, but still, Pax Hammer was stolen by Takeshita. I bet he was back there watching the monitor like, son of a bitch, he stole my hammer gimmick, you know. But, of course, and here comes Powerhouse Hobbs. Here comes Jon Moxley. They go and fight into the crowd. Brian cuts a promo afterwards, and he says, you know, everyone thinks heaven, Golden Gates, blah, 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 blah. This is my heaven, Emporia. This is where I want to bleed in the ring, brother. He loves it here. But great comment from Nigel. He says, oh God, we're going to hear from Teen Wolf. Oh, Nigel, keep them coming, baby. Just keep them coming. Stokely, Willow, Chris, they cut a promo because Will's got a big match on Dynasty against Julia Hart. And man, I got hyped. Like, Chris is in the back, like, just moving around, like, yeah. Stokely's like, you know, they were like, you know, F you and fired up and F you. Stokely, what are you guys talking about? F you is different. I don't know. This is just a fun promo. And Will was like, I'm going to beat your ass, bitch. Oh, I had a lot of fun with this, man. And then, like, Chris Statler's a world star. Or world star, Stokely. Oh man, like I said, this is what AEW needs to do. Focus on making a banger of a show. Don't worry about the other guy. Just know that you have your own universe and you have fans like me that love this shit. So just keep that's all I'm saying. Okay. Then we have Sky Blue versus Layla Hirsch. Sky Blue got the win. Submission in it. This match was fun for what it was. You know, Julia Hart was out there. So Sky Blue got a big, big win. I wonder what we're going to do with Sky Blue, because she's just Julia Hart's sidekick at this point. Now, up next, we go into our main event, and that is the Elite versus FTR and Pac. Oh, this is the match of the night for me, man. This really was. I was enjoying it. I love the Young Bucks, the Young Books. I love Okada. So with that combination, not the biggest FTR guy, but I respect them. I like Pac, but man, I was rooting for the Elite to win. But of course, FTR and Pac got the win. But there was a brawl after. And here comes Daniel Garcia. And this is the way we end Collision. And then Tony Schiavone's like, "Hey, we still have another hour." I'm like, "No, you could have just ended it here. This all ended on a good note." In my opinion, it all ended on a good note. And I give this Collision a 5 out of 5. Got me riled up, fired up for Dynasty, the pay-per-view. So, you know, and that's funny. It's like after being like, "Oh, man, I got a nice buzz. I'm ready to go." And it's like, "You got one more hour of drinking." It's like, "Oh, I guess so." We moved on to Rampage. We started off with a Jon Moxley promo against Powerhouse Hobbs. Says, "Hey, you ain't going to get this title." Why? Because I'm Jon Moxley. He didn't say it like that, but still. And then we go into our first match of the night. A high-flying 420 eliminator match with RVD, Lee Johnson, Isaiah Cassidy, and Commander. I was like, "I wonder who's going to win this one." Oh, RVD. Because, you know, 420, high-flying, high. Get it? No, Tony. Let's just stop. We have Sakazaki versus Sakura, and this was a fun match. Sakazaki got the win, and we move on. And like I said, there was just a lot going on here. And we got the Cool Hand promo. He was about to retire, but Ruby comes out and says, "No, you know, you're about to be a dad, and we're having a baby." And then Nigel goes off and says, "You are the father." Oh man, that's the little moments in wrestling I live for, man. And we go into our main event of the night, Undisputed Kingdom versus Kyle, Rocky, and Daddy Magic. I'm talking about, man, this was on par with the Bryan Danielson. No, I wouldn't say that. I would say this is on par with the Adam Copeland, Mark Briscoe, Eddie Kingston Top Flight Action Andretti match. It was fun. It was fast. And we got to see some great action, especially with Roderick Strong and Kyle O'Reilly. You know those two are going to tear down the house at Dynasty for that championship match, and I'm excited. Kyle cuts a promo after, tells Roderick, like, "Hey, I'm going to rip your arm off and beat you with it." Okay? That's what's going to happen at Dynasty. Bada bing, bada boom, Rampage is over. All is said and done, and now we move on to the big show. I give Rampage a 3 out of 5. Match of the night for Rampage is the main event itself. Cool moment of the night. Cool Hand and Ruby Soho are having a baby. And you are the father, as said by Nigel McGuinness. Drop those comments below. Hit that like. Hit that subscribe. Share with your grandma. Share with the bum down at Walmart. I am KMB, the sexy ninja. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com/NewWorldPodcast. Get yourself that sweet NWP logo. And it's on sale right now for 20% off. And remember that the New World Podcast is for life, brother.
Lynch Cheney here in Peoria, Illinois, on the eve of his big battle.
Look at this. Lightning can strike twice.
Oh. Dan.